above by the Gemara. So the Mishnah said that the taglachas was done in conjunction with the shlomim. So how do we know that? Tanur Rabbanan, v'gilach anozer pesach ha-moed. So the Gemara right now, the Brice is assuming, and the Gemara is going to explain why the Brice is assuming this in a second, that he didn't actually cut his hair, and the doorway of the Omoyed, that wasn't necessarily the most publicly proper way of doing it. So rather, it's v'gilach anozer, he cuts his hair, together with the korban, where the Torah says Pesach Amoid, B'shlomim Makasa B'daber Shnemer B'shachetu Pesach Amoid. So he cuts his hair in conjunction with the korban, which the Torah in a different place refers to as the Pesach Amoid. Okay, Ushchatoy Pesach Amoid. Atoymer B'shlomim Makasa B'daber. Noena Alav Pesach Amoid Mamish. No, maybe the pasuk means that they actually cut his hair. Pesach Amoed. Amarta, so we say, I would say back to you, Im Kain, Derech Bizoyin Hu. If that would be what the Torah is expecting us to do, that would be Derech Bizoyin. It's not a proper respect for the Pesach Amoed. So if it's not logical, that's what the Torah meant. Okay.
Was there a specific person that would cut hair, or was it just you went somewhere and... like a standard barber or whatever?
Yeah, there's no... could be there was a person who specialized in cutting the hair for a nozer, because he has to really get every single hair, but that no requirement that I know of. Now, the Gra takes out the words Rabbi Yoshia, and he has... V'harei Omra, Torah, Rabbi Yishai Amar Netzarech, he takes out that whole phrase. Harei Omra Torah, and we know that the Torah wants to treat the makam of the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed with respect, because Harei Omra Torah lo sela b'malos al Mizbechi, the end of the pasuk is Asher lo sigalei er b'scholov. But the Kohen is wearing the Mikdasayim, and we're talking about the if he goes up on steps, he has to broaden his steps, and that's not considered the proper Derech Eretz for the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, even though he always is taking a wide step, but there's element of Gili Erva involved in it. So cutting the person's hair, cutting its Pesach HaMoed, would be worse than that. It's Derech Bizoyin. Now the next piece of Gemara in the brackets, it's in some of the older versions, it's not found there. And the whole presentation is interesting. Nusach Acher, it's a different version, in all sense of Nusach Acher. The Medrash, the Parshas Nosa, so the we're quoting a Medrash in Parshas Nosa, so it wasn't the Gemara who did this, it's like somebody later on who put it in, that says we have the exact same version in the Medrash, or very similar version, Megillah HaNazir, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Mishlomim HaKasim HaDabar, it's a friend of Shlomim. Maybe it doesn't mean Ve'ena Ella, that it means you would actually cut the hair Pesach HaMoed. If so, the Torah says somewhere else that it's obvious shall you galeach pesach hamoed el b'shalom kasim adaber. Okay, so the first way we know that it's referring to shlomim is because of the phrase of Pesach HaMoed, which it cannot mean actually shechting a Pesach HaMoed. It has to be shechting it in conjunction with the korban, which the Torah refers to as the one which is brought Pesach HaMoed. We don't need this whole drasha to teach me from a comparing a phrase by over here to a phrase somewhere else in the Torah which is referring to Shlomim, but rather it's pretty much intrinsic over here in the Pesukim. Velokach Sar Roshai Sar Rosh Nizrai Menosan Aloesh. So they should take the hair, and they would do it, is they would put it on the fire, and it would function as part of the fuel to cook the meat of the shlomim. But the Torah says that he takes it and he places it. So Mishum and Mechusar El Lakicha Nesina Yachzeh Shehu Mechusar Lakicha Havoah Nesina. They don't cook the shlomim of the nazir was not cooked in the Zara. So if the giluch was done in the Zara or immediately adjacent to the Zara, they would have to cut the hair, carry it to where they're cooking the shlomim, and then place it. And the pasuk stresses that it was a fluid motion of taking and placing. So they would check the carbon in the azara. That has to be done in the azara, and they would do the giluach immediately adjacent to where they were cooking the carbon. So we know that it wasn't Pesach HaMoed, because that would have been then that would have been. Would have added this extra layer of a step, which is necessary, which this option is not true. Now, the next piece of Gemara is questionable whether it belongs in the Gersh or not. Igadamar Abuzer Gomer, Pesham Chazabadaber, Atun Bashlam, Chazabadaber, and Allah Bepesel Homoid, Mamish, Tamalam Rolakach, Esar Rosh Nizrai, Malcolm Shoyim Avashal, Shom Hoyim Megaleach. Okay, so the same type of Midrasha, but a different Nusuf, that the Giluach had to be done adjacent to where they were cooking it. There's a little bit of a problem over here is that the Torah never says where to cook it. So we know that in the Beis HaMikdash they didn't cook it; they had a place, they had a special place to cook it. But if it's not true on a Torah level, so how can we make this drasha that can't mean you shechted over here? Sorry, can't mean that you cut the hair over here. Because you have to do the cutting immediately adjacent to the cooking. So maybe it means that you shecht it over here and you cut your hair over here and you do the cooking over here. So the drush over here is a little bit difficult. So the rush asks the question and leaves it as a question. Okay. Comes to Gemara, and Gemara says that this drasha of Pesach HaMoed that we had before, I can understand it totally different. That it's saying a totally different din. Aba Chonon Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Mikilach Anozer Pesach HaMoed. So they would close the entrance every night. They would open it in the morning. So what the pasuk is saying is that they had to do the giluach, not immediately necessarily in front of the Pesach HaMoed, but it has to be when the HaMoed is open. The Pesach is pesuach. And that's what the pasuk is telling me. Okay. Rishim Shizuri Omer Begilach Nazir Pesach HaMoed Balon Nazira. The point of the pasuk is that the Nazir would do it in the Pesach HaMoed, which means in a public place, but the Nazir would do it in a private place. And the Gemara says, hey, what's the logic behind this drasha? Because Shema Yiskara Ba Pirche Kehuna, if it's going to be done in a public fashion, so people will, the Pirche Kehuna, which are there, the young men of the Kehuna, will be drawn to her, attracted to her. So they said to Shimon Zazuri, Amarloi, the Debarecha, if that's what we're worried about, Saita Tuchiyach, what about a Saita? L'ksiba Hemidah L'fnei Hashem, that they would bring her there in the Zara, and they would let her hair down, etc. So, B'lachashinan Shema Yizkara Ba Pirchei Kehuna, we're not concerned about this possibility of by making a public display of the person, there's going to be people which are going to be attracted to her. So Amar answer Shimon Cesari said back, no, Zu kachelus apokesis, Zu eno kachelus apokesis. By the Soita, she doesn't put on her makeup. Kachelus is putting on mascara, and apokesis is like a blue, a rouge, a blush. But the woman who's in a zero is wearing her regular makeup, so she looks presentable. Whereas the Soita, we dafka do not let her do that, so she doesn't look attractive. And even that, there's a mandamer in the Gemara in Soita that if the woman is extraordinarily beautiful, we have to deal with her a little bit differently because of this concern. But the average situation, we're not worried about that possibility. Because she's not made up in normal fashion.
What's blush?
Blush?
Blush.
Blush.
Rouge.
It's rouge, yeah. Zuck the rush. Rishon HaKasim Adabar Klemmer, the first rush on the Gemara. Megillah HaNazar, if the Pasuk when it says Megillah HaNazar Pesach HaMoed, it means Megillah HaNazar Al Zevach, that the Nazar cuts his hair in conjunction with the Korban, the Korban which the Torah refers to as Pesach HaMoed, which is the Shlomim, that's the Behuda's opinion in the Mishnah, that the Giluach was done in conjunction with the Shlomim. So the first version of the Gemara, the Gemara said that it doesn't make sense. It's not logical due to that should be derech bizoyin. He's saying you don't have to learn that out from a logic. It's a kavu chomer. The Torah actually said that somewhere. A kavu chomer yeshlidu she'ein linag minag bizoyin. So we have a kavu chomer that you're not allowed to act like that. Shari omer lo salim b'malus. So the kohen cannot go up to the mizbeach through steps. So the gili is going to be towards the steps. No, it's not really visible to anybody else. But the mizbeach, due to the respect that it deserves, we're going to have to add an extra layer of how to act. So that's true. So the Rosh Hashanah Sifri ain't costed by Rabbi Yoshia Omer. Sifri doesn't have that phrase that Rabbi Yoshia says, quote unquote, that Rabbi Yoshia is the one who's saying it. Ella kula midirei tanakam. It's all one thought. Well, he's a hasam. Ain't no ella should be pesach amuel. It means actually cut the hair by the pesach amuel. Amar to derech bizoyin hu. It's derech bizoyin. So the Brisa says, okay, but the Maisid says it. So So just you think it's derech mizoyim, but the Torah said to do it. Tamalomer l'shalem amalos, that no, we have not just the logic, but we have a pasuk which indicates that there's a special layer of how to act over here. So that this, therefore, we understand over here when it says pesach hamoed, it doesn't mean to actually cut the hair. There it must mean the korban, which the Torah refers to in that korban as pesach hamoed. So Rabbi Yitzchak said it has to be that the act of taking the hair and placing it by where you're cooking is done in one step. There's not another step of transporting it. So if you would shecht by Pesach Moed, you'd have to then, if you cut his hair Pesach HaMoed, you'd have to then transport it to where they cook it, which was Belishchus HaNazirim, in the room, in the office literally, but the room of where they would cook the Kabbalahs of the Nazirim. So if you picture the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Zorah, and then immediately before the Zorah, the person walking in through the Charnik, you would have to travel through the Ezes Nashim. So the Zorah was 135 amas wide by 187 amas long. Before you got to the Zorah, the Ezes Nashim was 135 amas by 135 amas. It was a square. So in that square, in the corners, in each one of the four corners, there was a room, and they had different functions. One room was stored where they would keep the korbanos, the animals that they're going to use for the korban tamid, which already had been checked to make sure there's no room, etc. That was kept over there. And one of the four corners, there was a place which that's where they would cook the korban shlomim of the nazir. It was called Lishchas Nazirim. So if they would do the giluach in that room, so they do the giluach and then they put it on the fire. If they did the giluach Pesach HaMoed, they'd have to then schlep it to the Lishchas Nazirim. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha. So the rush to Mili, I find this extraordinarily difficult to understand. And we know in Sheinu Mavash Le Pnei HaMoed. Yes, that was what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't mean that on the Torah level that's what was required. Maybe you're supposed to cook it Pesach HaMoed. We're saying, well, we're learning out where to do the Giluah based on the given of where they cook. We don't know what the given where they cook. And if you're going to argue that the Bizoin to cook it there, so now you're inserting your own logic. So then just say it's a Bizoin to cut your hair there. Use the same logic of Bizoyan to tell me that you can't cut the hair there.
The whole part is that we say that it's not afraid of when he actually does it.
I think one suggestion to answer the Russian's question is, like I said before, that just based on logic, to take the pasuk which says Pesach HaMoed and say it doesn't mean that, based on the logic, you can't take Pshut HaShemikra, take the pasuk out of its Pasha Pshat because of a Sora. But the logic tells you that you don't cook it there. And once logic tells you that you don't cook it there, then we understand that you can't be that he would cut his hair there, because this gonna, it means you're adding the transportation issue. The Pasha, the reason why the Rosh does not accept that answer is because if you're telling me that the Pasuk says cut Pesach HaMoed, means that's what it means. So the logic of Derech Bizoyin is not my, I have no right to do that. You say, well, yeah, but you're going to have this transportation issue. So cook it there also. High to Bizoyin, but we're saying right now, based on the Pasuk, we have no choice to understand that this is what the Torah wanted you to do. So cook it there too. Okay, so Megillah Nazir Pesach HaMoed Bizman Shu Pesuach. So Rabbi Eliezer said that the point is to tell me that the HaMoed has to be open.
Right.
The karach b'nei al moed is lavdavka shehu minig bizoyin. It doesn't mean you actually would cut it there, because that's not bizoyin. But rather, logic tells me that that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means when it's open. Now, Zakta Rosh, Rinir Lee, the Sirle, Sakarnir B'liezer, the Mikalayach Alakatas. Like we had an opinion in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer, I wonder if this is supposed to be Rabbi Eliezer, one of them is Rabbi Eliezer, one is Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not sure if the Rosh means it's the same opinion. It sounds like Rosh actually is not the same person, because he says with Nirali that he, that's what he holds. I mean, so the gears over here is Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the shechita was done not in conjunction with the shlomim. Sorry, the haircut was done not in conjunction with the shlomim, but in conjunction with the chatas. And therefore, the phrase pesach moed is not referring to the shlomim; it's referring to the lacha the door, that the opening has the doorway has to be open. It can't be teaching me that's referring to Shlomim, because according to him it's not referring to Shlomim. So what does it mean? It means when the door is open.
According to who it's not referring to Shlomim?
Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said that he would cut his hair in conjunction with the Chatas. So Rosh Hashanah says we make a drasha that the Nazir will do it in a public display, but not in a zero. Svira lay. So Rabbi Shimon Azuri holds the Pesach Moed Hoya Megalech. He actually would cut his hair by the Pesach Moed. So therefore, once that's true, he's forced to say that we're excluding a Nazira. Because if Pnei Moed is not required, you can choose wherever. So what's the pasuk saying? The Nazir, not the Nazira. How are we excluding the Nazira if it's done in the pasuk means like it says it's done Pesach Moed, which is a very public place, every person is going in and out over there. We understand why the Torah is excluding, and the Nazira needs a more welcome, it can't be there. But if the pasuk never required where it has to be, so what are you excluding the Nazira from? It comes out. But Paul the Gemara says, "This himself, this means it's a tani shahoyu megalech with lishus nazirim." The Mishnah over there says explicitly they would cut the hair in lishus nazirim. So Rav Shimon Zuri is arguing and saying that's not true. They would cut the hair like the pasuk says, Pesach Hamoed. Zu enu kechelus b'kasev by the soita shoyse medes minibu kedemina b'soita shekosher chavul hamitzri. They would take a very very cheap rope and they would tie it on the top part of her dress, lamala midadeh, above her breast, so that when they would tear the clothing a little bit, it wouldn't fall down. They treated her in a very coarse fashion, all is, so she wasn't attractive. Okay. So the Mishnah, Hayunato Sar Rosh Nizrei, he would take his hair, Mishaleach Tachas Adud, and he would put it under the pot. Now, Vim Gilach Vim Medina, Lahayu Mishaleach Tachas Adud. So the halacha of cutting the hair does not require that it's done by Pesach HaMoed, according to our Tana. It can be done anywhere. So they could do it there in the Beis Hamikdash. In delicious Nazirim, right adjacent to where they were cooking it, but he does have an option of cutting the hair b'medina outside the Beis Hamikdash, out in the quote unquote in the the country, meaning anywhere else but the Beis HaMikdash. So in that situation, he did not take his hair and then transport it to Beis HaMikdash and put it under the pot. So, if he is gelich with Medina, lohoy mishaleach tachas adut. Okay, now better memoriam that you would take the hair and put it on the pot is b'taglachas atahara. Aber taglachas atzuma, lohoy mishaleach tachas adut. The hair which was cut when the nazir became tamei, that hair was not used to cook the korban. Remeir Omer, Remeir disagrees and says, "Akol mashachon tachas adut." The hair of a nazir tor, nazir tamei, was placed under the pot for cooking purposes, and chutz min atamei shebemedina bovad. If a person did a taglachas tumah and not in the Beis HaMikdash, then that hair was not transported to the Beis HaMikdash to use for the fuel. The taglachas tumah in the Beis HaMikdash or taglachas tahara outside the Beis HaMikdash, that hair was used to cook. Is that the rush? A mishaleach tachas adud shel zevach hashlamim was put under the pot which was cooking the korban shlamim. Hoy megalech b'medina, if he was cutting his hair not in the Beis HaMikdash but in the Medina. Abba gav l'ksiv megilach pesach amoed lav davka could have mashin megemora. So he already said this lav davka that he actually cut his hair over there. So now what do you do with the hair if he didn't cut in the Beis HaMikdash? So do you bring it to Beis HaMikdash to place it under the fire or not? So if he would cut the hair not in the Mikdash, according to the Tanakhama, he would not bring it to the Mikdash to use to cook the pot with. Kedorish b'gemor, mishum l'siv b'lakach esar rosh nizrei. Take it and place it. So that's referring to when it was done adjacently and there was no act of transporting necessary. So it's quite a schlep. So that's already that there's a gap in between. So the Torah was not requiring to bring the hair. Now there was no shlomim by the taglachas tuma. The kabbonis by taglachas tuma were an ashram and oil and achatas. So they wouldn't place it under the dud of the shal ashram the achatas oif. There was a chatas oif, so they would cook that. So the din of placing the hair was by nazir tor, not by nazir tamei. So Meir said the kol mashalchin tor b'mikdash b'medina b'tamei b'mikdash. We would use the hair of the nazir even in nazir tamei, even the nazir tor was not in the mikdash. By a nazir tamei who cut his hair outside of the mikdash, they would take the hair, it was asabanoa, and they would bury it. Because of the concern of takala, if you keep it around, somebody might mistakenly use it. So there's a lacha by any certain isuri hanoa, the Torah gave a mitzvah of burning. But barring those cases, the lacha is isuri hanoa, you'd bury to prevent the people from mistakenly using them. Okay. Is that the Gemara? So we have this. We quote the Mishnah that phrase. Let's talk about it. So the first phrase of Mishnah is "How you know to sar reshnis," right? Terabonin. So that they would, he would cut this hair. He would have the hair. He would take from the gravy. It's a roitiv from the korban which was cooking. And he would wet the sar with his gravy. And then he put that on the fire under the pot of the that they were cooking the shlamim. If it was placed under the dud of the chatas or the osham, now the Mor is going to ask osham in a second. Is yotz? Mor says osham and nosator miika. Nosator brings a chatas, an oila, and a shlomim, but no osham. So we're talking about the cutting of the hair by the nosator. There's no osham there. So what are you talking about putting it under the pot of the osham? So Amar Rav HaKamer, v'im nosa tomei mishleh tachas adud shal osham is yotze. So I got stuck on this last night. I was looking it over. I mean, they would cook the osham, but as far as I know, the pasuk does not make any rechiv of placing the hair. So they're saying, well, if he put it under the osham, he's yotze. So I just was wondering if it meant in a case where you would have simultaneously a nozitor and a nozitome bringing their kabonis, they took the sar of the nozitor and put it under the osham of the nozitome, so b'diavad is yotze. But where is this din of placing the hair by nozitome? So I don't know.
Can you do that? Can you? It doesn't have to be under his.
Under his carpet? I don't know. So I was wondering about that. I don't know. So
just, the other question is, what is there a required order of events? Do the korbanot have to be, any of the korbanot have to be shechted before the haircut?
Well, that was the mission before, either in conjunction with the shlamim or in conjunction with the chatas. And we had one town a bit earlier that he has to do all three. Because he does the chatas before he brings the kabbonis, he's, you know, he can't cut his hair beforehand. Does he lose 7 days? Does he lose 30 days? Well, that was the homochlokas before.
So then the taglach at the Medina question, is that the Beit HaMikdash? The Shechita?
Well, he doesn't have to be there. He has to send his kabbonis.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have to necessarily be there.
So he can have somebody take them there on his
right.
behalf.
And, you know, pick up the phone and tell him, okay, they shut to the korban, cut your hair. So he'll be sitting in the barber, in the barber seat in Yerushalayim. And they could call out over the bullhorn. They probably didn't call on the phone. Yeah, but everything, that'll be the modern version of it. Okay. Okay. Nani Mili, that there's a loch of taking from the right of and putting it on the sar. So Marav Amarkra Asher Tacha Zevach Hashemim. So Darshan, that the word Zevach Hashemim tells me Mizivcha Yehei Tachta, from the carbon itself, some should be placed beneath. So how do you do that? You take some of the right of. The oil was not cooked. The oil was put on his back and burned. So let me say the other korban, referring to the chatas. So is yotze. My time. Why is yotze with that? Amar kro zevach shetacha zevach hashemim because shetacha zashlamim. So where zevach? The rabbi says the chatas washam. So the word zevach has come to tell me any korban, the korban, the chatas, or the yashu. versus v'hafikte lahi zevach. This, you just use the pasuk of zevach to tell me the rights of that you have to place the part of the liquid, the gravy, under the korban. You can't let me crawl. The verse says that that's all it's coming for. It could have said me right of hashlamim, right of hashlamim. My zevach. Why does it say refer to a zevach, which is the idea of shechting? Shemamino the rabbis chadis v'ashem. Ve'emakule the chadis v'ashem. Who the also maybe just it's not teaching me the din of right of at all. Just teaching me the din of chadis v'ashem. Can let me shlamim v'zevach. Not zevach hashlamim, but shlamim v'zevach. My zebach hashtamim shomer notar. Dr. Rush, see him with the brayso. The brayso says that that's what they would take. Mizivchi yitachta miyitura the zebach kadorish. The actual word zebach, it just could have said shlomim. It says tachas adur hashlomim yia min hazebach. You take part of the carbon itself and put it under the pot, which is cooking. So, but not the meat. To have a right of the min hazebach atzmi yefshal yisrav calls manchurelichli. You can't burn the some of the meat itself. That you know how to do. You have to eat it. But you can take some of the gravy and put it there. The fact that it says zevach and not right tells me other kabbonis as well. And the fact that it's placed in the pasuk meat the tachas zevach, that the tachtov should be part of the zevach. Let's just go to the Mishnah. We'll stop. Turn our bottom. I call you Meshachim Tachas Adud. Chutz Mitami Shagilach B'Medina. B'Nei Shasara Nikbar Dibur Meir. So that's the Meir in the Mishnah. The only scenario which we do not use the hair was the Nazir Tomei who cut his hair in the Medina. We don't want him transporting the hair because that hair is also B'Hanah. So just bury it. But if not the Torah, even in the Medina, he would take it to the Beis Mikdash to burn. Mishalchim means placing. So, and those are Torah, whether he's cut his hair in the Mikdash or the Medina, would place the hair under the korban, under the pot. Nazir Tomei, whether he would cut his hair in the Mikdash or the Medina, would not place it. That's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. The only scenario where they would place the hair is only a Nosa Tor, which cut his hair in the Mikdash, but nobody else. Yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.